I might have shared this story before, but it is certainly one of my favorites. A bunch of years back, I had to give a drasha in shul. And as part of the drasha, I asked a simple question. If you could have one makkah that would hit you, what would it be? Basically, the question is, what makkah is it that's not so bad? And so the makkah I chose at the time was makkas choshech, darkness. Darkness can't be that bad. It's quiet, it's lonely, but okay, fine. There are even explanations that say choshech was simply the absence of light, but you can move around. It wasn't as punishing as we possibly imagine it. So why is it so bad? And then I was away on vacation and the lights went out in our hotel and the light curtains on the window were closed. And this is years ago, before like heavy duty flashlights on your iPhone. And I could not find my phone for a minute. It was mamish blindness. That's what it was. And so I came back the following week. I had to speak again. And I stood up and I said, you know, chatati, aviti, pashati, God, you're right. Choshech is really bad. Okay, but still, after all these years, the question is, why is choshech so bad? What is the problem with choshech? What makes it such a devastating makkah? Offers Rabbi Norman Lamb a beautiful explanation, which is so incredibly timely on so many levels. He says that choshech is to be disconnected from everyone around you, to have no interaction with anybody. If you would have said this to a person years ago, they would not have been able to understand what it was. But having lived through a global pandemic, and knowing the stories of people that don't have anyone to live with, that were in isolation for months, completely by themselves, that's choshech. That's darkness. So horrible. And so the question that the Gemara, the Medrash, wants to know is, where did this darkness come from? You would think that this darkness comes from the darkest, deepest recesses of a place like Gehenna. But no, there is an explanation that says that the darkness came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from by Him. Doesn't make any sense. We would think that's the last possible place I'd imagine as being completely dark. Listen to what Rabbi Lamb says. It is absolutely, absolutely astounding. Rabbi Lamb suggests the following. He says that to be in darkness, to be isolated, to be completely cut off from everyone, that's horrific. However, he reminds us that truly a person has to be in a dark place every once in a while, a quiet place, a cut off place, a place of serenity, because they could think if they want to be truly creative. Nobody ever comes up with these amazing ideas at a wedding with the band, the blaring, and all of a sudden the person says, I figured out my next big idea. When do people come up with their big ideas? People say, it hit me in the shower. It hit me when I was outside walking. Yeah, I'll admit this one too. It hit me when I was in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Those are the times where we're totally serene. It's totally quiet. And in those brief moments, we actually are able to think. Says Rabbi Lamb, a life of complete isolation, completely disconnected, is horrible. But a life where one is never disconnected, a life where a person is never in quiet, that is probably just as challenging and just as difficult. We live in a world, we live in a time, we live in a society where there's constant motion and constant noise. The bracha, perhaps, that we get every once in a while is a little bit of peace and quiet. And that little bit of peace and quiet should hopefully allow us the opportunity to think, to be creative, to do things that make our lives meaningful. Have a good day.